Kelsier ducked down a side corridor, and Vin had to sprint to keep up with him. She flared pewter, willing her legs to move faster. Ahead, Kelsier paused, and Vin lurched to a stop beside him. To their right was an open, arching doorway, and it shone with a light far brighter than that of the small corridor lanterns. Vin extinguished her tin, following Kelsier through the archway and into the room. Six braziers burned with open flames at the corners of the large, dome-roofed chamber. In contrast to the simple corridors, this room was covered with silver-inlaid murals. Each obviously represented the Lord Ruler. They were like the windows she had seen earlier, except less abstract. She saw a mountain, a large cavern, a pool of light, and something very dark. Kelsier strode forward and Vin turned. The center of the room was dominated by a small structure, a building within the building. Ornate, with carved stone and flowing patterns, the single-story building stood reverently before them. All in all, the quiet, empty chamber gave Vin a strange feeling of solemnity. Vin followed Kelsier in a nervous crouch. The room seemed empty, but there had to be other guards. Kelsier walked up to a large oaken door set into the inner building, its surface carved with letterings Vin didn't recognize. He reached out and pulled open the door. A steel inquisitor stood inside. The creature smiled, lips curling in an eerie expression beneath the two massive spikes that had been pounded point first through its eyes.
Vin! Run!
The inquisitor grabbed Kelsier by the throat. Vin froze. To the sides, she saw two other black-robed inquisitors stride through open archways. Tall, lean, and bald, they were also marked by their spikes and intricate ministry eye tattoos. The closest inquisitor lifted Kelsier up into the air by his neck.
Kelsier, the survivor of Hatsin.
The creature turned toward Vin.
And you, I've been looking for you. I'll let this one die quickly if you'll tell me which nobleman spawned you, half-breed.
Kelsier pried at the creature's grip. The inquisitor turned, regarding Kelsier with spike-end eyes. The inquisitor curiously pulled Kelsier a bit closer. Kelsier's hand whipped out, ramming a dagger into the creature's neck. As the inquisitor stumbled, Kelsier slammed his fist into the creature's forearm, shattering the bone. The inquisitor dropped him, and Kelsier fell to the reflective marble floor. Kelsier looked up at Vin.
I said run!
He tossed something to her. Vin paused, reaching out to catch the coin pouch. However, it lurched suddenly in the air, shooting forward. Abruptly, she realized Kelsier wasn't throwing it to her, but at her. Ow. The bag hit her in the chest. Pushed by Kelsier's allomancy, it hurled her across the room, past the two surprised inquisitors, until she finally dropped awkwardly to the floor. Vin looked up, slightly dazed. In the distance, Kelsier regained his feet. The main inquisitor, however, didn't seem very concerned about the dagger in his neck. The other two inquisitors stood between her and Kelsier. One turned toward her, and Vin felt chilled by its horrifying, unnatural gaze.